Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Vav Mishnah Dalid and Parak Vav Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Me'ei Musay Mutar Adam Likach Yarok B'motzei Shviyos. At what point is it permissible? Is it allowed for a person to buy a vegetable during the eighth year, during the year following Shemitah, because you're no longer concerned or worried that perhaps this vegetable is a Shemitah vegetable, has Kedushas, Shviyos, has holiness from the seventh year? Says the Mishnah, that at least according to the first explanation, the Bartanur, it is that as long as you're at a point in the eighth year when this vegetable would have had time to grow, would have had time to ripen up to the point where you see it right now, then you can assume that's exactly what happened, that it's ripened and grew up during the eighth year until the point that you see it right now. The other explanation given by the Bartanura is that as long as the majority of vegetables at this point in time in the marketplace are vegetables that are from the eighth year, as long as you have a majority from the eighth year, then you could be mevatel, you can nullify any of the other ones and assume that the vegetable in front of you is from the eighth year. Continues the Mishnah, Asa habakir hutar ha'afil. That let's say you have a situation where in certain parts of Eretz Yisrael, certain vegetables ripen sooner than others. So says the Mishnah, that you're allowed to assume that even if the place that you're in right now, the vegetables tend to ripen a little bit later, but if you were to start at the marketplace and you're getting ready to purchase a vegetable, you can assume, says the Mishnah, that even if you're in a place where it's ha'afil, where the vegetables are ripening later, where the fruits are ripening later, you can still assume that perhaps they were brought from other parts of Eretz Yisrael, and as long as there are places nearby where they would ripen earlier, you can assume that the place in which you are right now has those vegetables as well. Finishing off the Mishnah, Rabbi Hitir Likach Yarok B'motzei Shviyos Miyad. So while the first opinion of the Mishnah said that you're only allowed to purchase a vegetable during the eighth year, once you know, at least according to one explanation, that it had enough time to ripen and grow during the eighth year, Rebbe disagrees and says no. Immediately, once Shemitah is over, once the eighth year begins, you are allowed to purchase a vegetable during the eighth year. And as the Bartanura explains, it's because many, many crops get imported from Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, you're allowed to assume that perhaps the vegetables that you're having at the beginning of the eighth year were imported from Eretz, from Chutz La'aretz, and were not grown and harvested during the Shemitah year. Now, we should just point out that even according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, you can't during the Shemitah year itself, you can't assume that they were imported from Chutz La'aretz, but at least at the beginning of the eighth year, you can. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. Now, the discussion now is going to be regarding certain items and when you're allowed to export from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and really when you're not allowed to export from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, says the Mishnah. Ein motzi in shemen serefa upeiros shviyas meha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. You're not allowed to bring in, to export, either shemen serefa. Shemen serefa is referring to shemen oil, that is oil of truma that became tameh. And when truma becomes tameh, it's not allowed to be eaten by anyone, even the kohen, even though truma is normally eaten by a kohen. But if truma becomes tameh, then it can't be eaten, it has to be burnt. So shemen serefa, which we'll learn also a little bit about in the second paragraph of Masechta Shabbos, is oil that needs to be burned because it's trum oil that became tameh, and therefore such oil you're not allowed to bring from Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring it from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. You have to burn it in Eretz Yisrael. The other item on this is peiros shviyas, fruits from the Shemitah year as well. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Behar, Levehemtecho lechaya asher ba'artzecha tiakol tvoasa leachol, that it has to be ba'artzecha, that it has to be that it's in your land when you're eating it, when you're having it. You cannot bring it and export it to Chutz La'aretz. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Shamati beferish, I heard explicitly and clearly, Shemotzi in l'Surya, Fein motzi in l'Chutz La'aretz, while it's true that you're not allowed to take these things and bring them to Chutz La'aretz, you are allowed to bring them and bring them to Surya. Even though we learned in the beginning of this parak that Syria was the area that was conquered by David HaMelech, and really it's a kibush yachid, it was an individual and independent conquering, and therefore it's not like Eretz Yisrael in many regards. But here explicitly, Rebbe Shimon says that while it's true you can't bring this Shemen Sreifa or the Perush Shvias to Chutz La'aretz, he holds that according at least to this opinion, that you are allowed to bring Perush Shvias and Shemen Sreifa to Syria, because again, that's part of Eretz Yisrael for this. It would seem to be a disagreement on the Tana of our Mishnah in Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, but that is the opinion of our Mishnah here. Quick review, Perek Vav Mishnah Dal discussed when you're allowed to purchase vegetables during the eighth year. According to the first Tana of our mission, it seemed to be that as long as at the point of the eighth year when those vegetables would have had time to grow, ripen, and so on to the point in which you see them right now, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi disagreed and said, no, that is the moment that the eighth year begins, the moment that the Shemitah year ends, you're allowed to purchase vegetables during that eighth year and assume that that those vegetables that you're seeing right now obviously didn't grow during the seventh year but were exported from Chutz La'aretz, from outside of Eretz Yisrael, where the laws of Shemitah didn't apply. And then Perek Vav Mishnah Hey discussed what you're allowed or really not allowed to export from Eretz Yisrael to the rest of the world. And we said Shemen Sereifa, that oil that was Tameh, that was Truma, that was Tameh, that needs to be burnt, and has to be burnt in Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring it to Chutz La'aretz, and the fruits of the Shemitah year as well must remain in Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring them and export them to Chutz La'aretz. And then Rabbi Shimon just pointed out that even though you certainly can't bring these items to Chutz La'aretz, you are allowed, according to him, to bring them to Syria, to a part of Eretz Yisrael, or at least a part of Chutz La'aretz. It's on the border of Eretz Yisrael. It's unclear in certain regards whether it's part of Eretz Yisrael or part of Chutz La'aretz, but at least according to him, when it comes to exporting Shemen Sreifa and Perush Shvias, you're allowed to bring them to Syria. Have a great day.